Ash trees line our main streets and fill many of our yards. They grow quickly, providing shade, and they require little maintenance. In forests, the trees are a multi-million dollar product. Their hard wood is the key ingredient in baseball bats, tools with long wooden handles, cabinets, and floors. But ash trees are under attack from a little green beetle, and the trees are losing. The Allegheny Front's Anne Murray explores how homeowners, Pennsylvania, and the U.S. are all dealing with this crisis as we kick off our series, Looking at the Future of Our Forests.
Ken Tomiko is working in a backyard in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. He's using one of the latest weapons in the war on the emerald ash borer.
So one of the first steps is I have my diameter of the tree come over to my chart. It's telling me I need 50 milliliters of the active product, and then I'll mix that one-to-one ratio. So I'll have 100 milliliters of solution that I'll be pumping into that tree.
Tomiko's an arborist with Arborel Tree Service. He's applying an insecticide known as triage to some ash trees. An inspector had told the homeowner here, Steve Levine, that he and his wife might want to protect their many ash trees from the emerald ash borer. So they called in Tomiko.
My backyard is filled with a lot of trees, and it was one of the features that very much attracted us to the house. And we kind of felt that if we were able to do so financially, we wanted to make an effort to save as many of the trees as possible.
Arborel charges $200 to $600, depending on the size of the tree. Homeowners like Levine just can't spray a tree on their own with triage. Tomiko explains the application involves drilling and plugging holes.
Drilling the tree, making sure that the system is closed, making sure that the plug, when I put it in, is it at an angle, it is at a flush, so there's no leaks that come out of the side. And then when we put this product in there, we'll hook up right into those little arbor plugs right there, and then the product will go up inside the tree.
Treating one tree takes 15 or so minutes. It lasts up to 3 years. Many homeowners may not know their ash trees need protection. The tree Tomiko's injecting with triage looks pretty healthy to an untrained eye, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. That's because the pest that's attacking this type of tree is small. When the damage reaches the human eye level, it's too late. While triage is useful for property owners and communities, it's too expensive and time-consuming for the thousands of trees in our native forests. In Pennsylvania, ash trees are most prominent in the northern tier. The emerald ash borer doesn't have any natural enemies in the U.S., and our ash trees lack any natural resistance to it. So for forests, the only hope is a biological control.
We just open it up, put them next to the tree, kind of urge them out a little bit, and they fly away.
Dr. Donald Egan is the forest health manager with the Bureau of Forestry in the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. In a state forest in central Pennsylvania, he's releasing tiny wasps that are aggressive enemies of the emerald ash borer and the beetle's native Asia.
These are very small, tiny wasps. These guys are specialized in attacking other insects. So these are tiny wasps that look for emerald ash borer larvae underneath the bark.
Egan says the DCNR expects the WASP program to take at least a decade before the agency knows whether it's made a difference. Even then, the insect won't be eradicated, just controlled to a manageable level. He also says the program doesn't help our existing ash trees, only their successors.
From the standpoint of the forest, these trees are going to die in this forest that we're here. Virtually all of them are going to die eventually here within 3 to 5 years, if not sooner.
State agencies don't know yet how hard the loss of ash trees will hit Pennsylvania's economy. The emerald ash borer is close but hasn't quite made it to Pennsylvania's northern forests. That's where ash trees feed a profitable baseball bat industry. A recent study in the Journal of Environmental Management estimates the cost to communities nationwide will be $12.5 billion. So far, Congress has appropriated about $280 million to the USDA. The U.S. Forest Service has spent around $30 million of its own money on research and biocontrol since 2003. The emerald ash borer was first detected in and around Detroit in 2002. It probably hitched a ride from Asia in packing material made of wood. Since then, it's spread into 15 other states, including Pennsylvania, and seems unstoppable.
It's like a perfect pest for trees.
Philip Bell is the Eastern Region Emerald Ash Borer Program Manager for the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
Is it small? Early infestations can go undetected for a number of years, and by the time we find the pest with the tools that are available right now, it could have spread to other locations.
The borer was first found in Pennsylvania in 2007 in and around Cranberry Township, a fast-growing suburb north of Pittsburgh. Researchers later discovered the insect had been in the area 7 or 8 years before it was detected. Since then, it spread to at least 22 other counties. The state developed a detailed emerald ash borer action plan in 2006. A plan, yes, but as it turned out, not a very successful one.
The plan as written and developed is great. I mean, it would be perfect if we had a small infestation, but the fact is the infestations are more than what we thought.
But Pennsylvania agencies are still trying. A new action plan asks urban communities to figure out if they want to treat stricken trees individually or replace them with other tree species. The plan also calls for foresters to reduce the percentage of ash trees they grow. So what have we learned from the whole emerald ash borer experience? USDA scientists say a lot. They believe their work is uncovering other insect pests that are approaching the United States. And their work is giving agencies impetus for closer inspections of goods coming into the country, something that could have stopped the emerald ash borer in the first place. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ann Murray.
Radio producer Scott Bliss contributed to this report.